remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Friday, July 26, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us in this half hour every Friday is Pastor Chatfield. He's talking about history lessons, Bible, Constitution. And one of the things I asked him to do is I sent him a meme about Kamala Harris and her parents. And Pastor Chatfield, if you could just go ahead and unmute your mic, we'll get into that conversation. What research and what particular article of the Constitution are they talking about in that meme that I sent to you?
All right. Article 2 of the Constitution says that the president must be a natural-born citizen. Oh, what's a natural-born citizen?
Right, right.
Okay. So now what has happened during the... immediately after the Civil War, during the very end of the Civil War, the 13th Amendment of the Constitution was ratified. And then later, after the war was ended, the 14th Amendment, one of the clauses in the 14th Amendment was you can't deny any natural-born citizens their equal protection under the law. And no state can do that. And obviously, the intent there was is that the freed slaves now have all the rights and privileges of anybody else born in this country who's a citizen, a natural-born citizen. So the intent of the 14th Amendment was to make sure that freed slaves had all the rights, that they were natural-born. Even though they were born in slavery, they're still... The 14th Amendment, they become, because they were born in this country, they become citizens. And then later, the 15th Amendment secured the right of freedmen to vote. So fast forward to 1898, there was a Supreme Court decision with Chinese workers. And the Supreme Court ruled that, they have rights. I mean, just because their parents were workers, they were born in this country... Chinese babies born in this country are citizens. And there have been other rulings. And so here's the law, as interpreted by the Supreme Court, that if you're born in this country, you are a natural-born citizen. Now, Kamala Harris's parents were not citizens. They were in this country studying. One was from India. Her mother, her father, I think, was from the Caribbean, and I believe. But he was black, and her mother was Indian, from the subcontinent of India.
Sure.
And so now she is considered a natural-born citizen. Now, what happens with
stop. Who is considered a natural-born citizen?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. So, for point of clarification, she's a natural-born citizen because she was born here, correct?
Correct.
Okay. On this soil, on the United States... Naval bases included, according to John McCain, Birth, and others, she's a natural-born citizen. However, doesn't it say in that Article 2 of the Constitution that the parents, because once you get past the first generation of our founding fathers, everybody was born here, was a citizen, was a natural-born citizen living here. They weren't born in Europe and moved to United States or moved to America, the colonies, to gain our independence. Once we got through that first generation of folks, everybody was expected to be an actual citizen, and their parents had to be citizens in order for you to be president. Is that an accurate statement?
No, that's not accurate. There's nothing in the Constitution about your parents. Nothing in the Constitution about your parents. Your parents. The Supreme Court had to rule on this. What's a natural born citizen? They've ruled. Now, it's far worse than the situation with Kamala Harris. We talked about this briefly or communicated about this, anchor babies. Now, if you are here illegally and you have a baby, because the baby is born in this country,
right.
The baby is a citizen. Kamala Harris's parents were at the university and they were studying. So her parents were here illegally, but they were not citizens. But that doesn't change the fact. Let me just say this. There's nothing in the Constitution about who your parents are. It's not there.
Okay. Whether or not they were here legally or illegally is, though.
No, there's nothing in the Constitution about that either.
So it was a Supreme Court ruling on it.
Yes. And the Supreme Court's gone way farther now, is that even if you are here illegally and you have a baby, that baby is a citizen because it's a natural born citizen, it's born in the United States. And the Supreme Court has expanded. Like you mentioned John McCain. John McCain's parents were, his dad was in the military. He was born, I think, Panama. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep. Yeah, military base in Panama.
There you go. So now the Supreme Court says, well, that's legit. He's a natural-born citizen because his parents were natural-born. There's two ways they discern citizenship. One is by soil. Another one is by blood. There's Latin terms for that. But
both of John McCain's parents were born here in the United States.
Correct. Because his parents, it's not a matter of fact where it's not about where his parents were born. The fact was that his parents were citizens, and therefore, by virtue of that, by blood, when he was born, he was born a United States citizen. By the way, George Romney, the same case.
Right. Yeah. Now, okay. So let's focus on Harris's. They were not born here. You're saying they had what, legal permission, student visas or whatever, to study here at the time?
Yes.
Okay, so you're saying per the Supreme Court ruling, they were here legally because of that student visa. They had to be students here in the United States.
They're here legally. But I'm telling you that even if they were here illegally, now the Supreme Court says she would. In my view, Randy, this is not a fight worth having.
I understand. But when I get these memes and this information sent to me, it's my job to vet it and find out. And I don't know anything about it. That's why I had to, you know, refer it to you, my expert historian and constitutionalist. That's why I gave it to you.
Let me make this point politically. Let me tell you what this reminds me of. It reminds me of the argument between the John Birch Society, very conservative, and those who want a convention of the states. And should we try to fix our country by having a convention of the states? Or, as John Birch says, we should not have it because it's so dangerous and it could subvert the entire Constitution. That's the way they argue it. Now, here's the way I argue it. It's not worth the energy to expend to fight each other on that issue. The fact is, I hear very few, I've not heard any conservative constitutional lawyers argue that Kamala Harris is not eligible to run for president and that she's not a natural born citizen.
Now, right.
Nobody's arguing that. So I would say to us, let's not waste time. I'm not saying you shouldn't have asked me. I'm speaking out to the listeners. Let's not waste time and energy and credibility saying, well, she's not a citizen. Well, that's just not true.
Okay, very good. Next, and this is going to blindside you a little bit, but it's come to me, and I want to bring it up, okay? In looking at the power struggle going all the way back to the days of Jesus in Jerusalem, Sanhedrin, the Pharisees, the Jewish leadership, if you will, of the basically the Jewish religion. They were definitely afraid of giving up their power, acknowledging and accepting Jesus as the Messiah. You've called yourself the Son of God. You know, you performed these miracles. You've done these things. And you're a threat, basically, to our power structure. If we acknowledge you as the Messiah, as foretold in the prophecies of the old scripture, we basically are giving up our power to you, one man, to be here as our Savior, as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The point of the matter is, I'm laying in bed last night and an idea came to me. I see the establishment Republicans very much like the Jewish Pharisees and Sanhedrin back in Jesus's time. They don't want to give up their power. They don't want conservative, patriotic, constitutional candidates running. They want to maintain their power structure and deny these candidates the opportunity to represent us. Do you see where I'm going with this analogy? Do you agree with it? Do you disagree with it? Why?
Well, of course. That's always true. The people in power want to keep the power. That's Republican, Democrat, you name it, Joe Biden. He wanted to remain president. That's the nature of things. Yeah, of course.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. If candidates going forward challenging the establishment, the power brokers, if you will, the people who have cut these quid pro quos and endorsements back and forth, people dropping out of the race, endorsing a certain candidate, they're basically part of maintaining that power structure. How do we ever get people from a political standpoint, how do we bring them to Jesus?
Okay.
You preach every Sunday about coming to Jesus, that you disagree with the Jews. You guys were really that stupid that you didn't see these miracles this guy performed. You didn't see all the things that he was able to bring. He was here for our sins, for our salvation, much bigger than being a political warrior against Rome and freeing the Jews at the time they were being persecuted by the Roman Empire. He's not here for that purpose. He's here for us, for our sins, and he's willing to bring salvation to the world. How is it that we can get people in the political realm to ever come to Jesus?
Now, are you speaking figuratively or literally here, Randy? Are you meaning to bring the true message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, get them saved? Give them the hope that they'd be born again, preach the gospel, or are you speaking figuratively?
Figuratively with regards to political power.
Got it.
Then win. Now that's the tee-up question. That's the tee-up question because we're up against a break, so you got time to even think about your answer. We appreciate that. Kind of a free-for-all Friday with Pastor Chatfield. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
My name is Todd Spalber. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common-sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalber, electsmalenburg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalber for state rep.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of our discussion today with Pastor Chatfield. Now that you've had 3 minutes to think things over, what would you respond to my hypothetical question?
Win, baby, win. On a local, we're tired of these rhinos. Then beat them. Primary challenge them. Knock on thousands and thousands of doors. Recruit people to help you. Win. But I'll tell you what will happen. After you get there and you try to develop coalitions to pass legislation, then you're going to be the establishment. You might be a more conservative establishment. One of the terms I just don't like much is rhinos, Republican mm-hmm. in name only. Hey, there's a lot of listen. We want to win. We want to pass legislation. We want to stop bad legislation from passing. Some people are more concerned about being martyrs than they are winning, getting anything accomplished.
Okay, but on that point, okay, and I'll give you a perfect example. I'm going to name names. Senator John DeMoose last year voted for the budget. He voted for a lot of bills that the Democrats sponsored. He co-sponsored some bills with the Democrats. But he didn't get anything established or passed or even amendments adopted when it came to real true conservative values that he ran on to get elected. So what good does it do to build those coalitions if you're not effective in getting any of your amendments into those bills to make them better? We've got a candidate running right now against Neil Friske that says, well, I'll work with the Democrats, you know, to get things done compared to, you know, basically Neil not getting anything accomplished because he's so dang conservative. But here's the problem. The Republicans are going to take back the majority in November. It's already a done deal. 58-52 is my prediction in the House because of Donald Trump's coattails. Big presidential turnout. Republicans are going to be excited. I don't care who the Democrats put up. They're going to lose. And if we get the right people elected on August 6th to be the nominee, we can actually go down and effectuate change and kind of pull these senators to the right heading into their election in 26. I mean, I think about these strategies, you know, almost 24 hours a day. Even when I'm sleeping, I'm thinking about this stuff. It gets to the point, Pastor Chatfield, we've got to win. But once you win, you got to actually stand up and do something that's right for the people.
Right. I agree with everything you said. I'm not going to be an apologist for John DeMoos. I would never have been a co-sponsor of, you know, who am I? I mean, whatever. I mean,
But I appreciate it. You agree. But here's the point. We've got to start standing up once we get the power, once we get the majorities back. Then, dang it, it's time that we do exactly what the Democrats have been doing to us. Ram your agenda through. Who cares what you guys think? Who cares about your amendments? You treated us this way when you had the majority. So guess what? We are not going to be bipartisan. We're not going to reach across the aisle and listen to you and consider your amendments. No, you're a Democrat. Anything that comes out of your mouth, we're not going to look at. It's about time the Republicans start acting like Republicans once we get them elected. That's all I'm saying.
Agreed. Now, let me tell you this. If the House, I don't think it's a done deal yet. I wouldn't go into it with it, but I think we're hopeful that the Republicans will take back the House. And it is Matt Hall, and he will almost for sure be the Speaker.
Over my dead body.
Okay, whatever. We'll see. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But even then, whoever the Speaker is,
yep,
the Speaker's going to say, okay, this is our best shot. Let's go for it. Then you come together as a caucus and you block your votes. Now, here's the only thing we can do.
Yep.
You can stop the liberal progressive agenda of the state Senate and Governor Whitmer. You can stop
right.
it. Or at least
yes, you can.
You can
no,
stop it.
If, without the House, they may not even be able to pass a budget if we get the right Speaker to stand up. Matt Hall voted for the gun bills. Matt Hall voted for the gun bills with the Democrats. Over my dead body, will he be the next Speaker? But the point is this. You get Matt Hall, he's going to want to work bipartisan. He's going to want to work with the Democrats and the governor to pass a budget going forward. Blah, 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 blah. That's not what we're fighting for. We're fighting for change, and Matt Hall cannot be the Speaker. And we have got to have somebody else say to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, $82.4 billion budget. Are you kidding me? All this millions, hundreds of millions of dollars for electric vehicle battery plants. Basically all of her corporate friends so they can kick back the money to her and her Democrat campaigns.
Okay.
It's
got to
stop, Pastor Chatfield. That's all
I'm
saying.
Let me ask you this, Randy. Let's say we get a really, really conservative Speaker, let's say. Okay.
Yes.
And he says, we're not going to pass this, but so we're just going to what? What's going to happen then? Are we
you're going to cut the spending or we're going to shut it down.
It's that simple. We're not going to have the roads won't get plowed or fixed or
nothing. Fixed. We're shutting it down and it's on you guys. Cut the spending, cut the MEDC, the Michigan Strategic Fund, the SOAR Fund, all this crap that she's spending hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars because she's investing in the future for Michigan. That's a load of crap, and it's got to stop.
Well, there is political calculations here. Then they'll say,
yep.
Then the Democrats will say, look what the Republicans do. We don't even have, look at the roads. They're not even getting snow plowed because the Republicans wouldn't pass our budget. Then it goes,
right.
Then it moves on. Then that's a risky strategy.
Amen. I understand. But that's who I am, and that's who you are, and I agree with you. You got to fight the good fight the best way we can. We're going to have you on the radio on Sunday from 11
Amen.
To noon, sir.
Yep, I'll be preaching the Bible then. Amen.
Amen. Have a good Friday and Saturday. We'll see you on the radio on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I'll use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer.
40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's